Welcome. This is Judith Conrad broadcasting from the Holiday Inn at Amici's Restaurant. And you're going to hear a little background noise, but we are going to be the predominant noise broadcasting here. And we are celebrating November 17th. It's a very special day for my guests. I have Kim Housley here in studio, and I have my dear friend Deborah Randolph from Mount Shasta, California. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Judith. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday right back at you. So I'm so tickled to have you be joining us, and also Kim, all of us having November 17th birthdays. So just let's just kind of set the tone. Deborah, you're the numerologist. I do. I don't do astrology, but I play around at it. I have the tarot cards here, of course. And I was thinking maybe I can have a card pulled for each of us. How's that sound, Deborah?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm not hearing you too loudly, but that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Kim, you pick a card. I'm picking a card, and then I'm going to pick a card for Deborah. Is that okay, Deborah?
Yes, that'll have to do.
It'll have to do because you're not in my presence. Okay, very good. Three cards, and then anyone else who comes and sits down will just keep adding to the pile. So your card, Deborah, is the Four of Wands, that's spiritual completion. So anyone sitting here in my presence and who is listening, that is for them. This is Venus in Aries. And, of course, you knowing the astrology the way you do, Venus, what does that mean to you? And in Aries, what does that mean to you?
Well, Venus means of the heart to me.
Okay.
Whatever's of the heart, whatever one values. Some people can also think it's about money, but it's about what one values.
Yes.
And Aries is a very strong sign. So the gentle Venus is being propelled forward in new ways in Aries.
So what I'm getting for you, Deborah, is whatever it is that you love and have the enthusiasm for, that's the direction that you are to go, because you have, just for those people sitting around listening, Deborah has taught math. She has two master's degrees from Stanford University, and she's been teaching at the college there in Mount Shasta at the Siskiyou. And she has a book in embryo, ready to go, about, what is the title of it?
Well, not ready for that yet.
Okay.
Let's get it out of the embryo stage, and then we'll...
I know, I always do that with you. I am so sorry. I always want to push faster, but then you do the same with me. Let's get our books published together. How about that?
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Okay, then the card for Kim, and that's for everyone also here, and that's the Ten of Wands. That is oppression. Saturn in Sagittarius. Looking at our vision, what is our vision? What is it we really, really came here to do? And of course, with 11-11-11, we had the push for us to do our soul purpose, not just 9-to-5. This is about looking at it in a new way, because Saturn says, let's take responsibility for the direction we're going. And you got a couple things sitting on top of your spark and your sizzle. And Kim, so wanting to move forward is something that's being kind of, there's something sitting on top of your push to go forward. Anything that you can think of?
I can't think of anything right offhand.
Okay, but you'll be able to hear it later. You'll be able to think of it later. What are the two things that are sitting on top of your movement forward? For any of you who have a vision, this is for anyone who's listening out here, anyone who has a vision, what's sitting on top of your desire to move forward? That's for everyone. Everyone who's sitting within, yeah, what is sitting. And mine is the Prince of Swords, and that is, what three things are pulling my chariot? You know, they can be negative things, they could be positive things, and I'm looking at, because I was a little ill today, I'm looking at what was the one of those things that pulled my chariot that was maybe in excess. And I think I know what it is. That's why I'm only having one glass of wine tonight.
All right, so we know.
Yeah, we know, yeah. So whatever's pulling our chariot is, for anyone, we can change whatever that is pulling the chariot. It, you know, because there aren't no horses here. It's just something. Figures. They're human figures. And it could be anything that's pulling our chariot. Okay, any reply from you, Kim, first of all? Do any of these cards?
No, I don't so.
Okay. And to Deborah, anything? Because Deborah and I have gone back and forth with the cards before. What do you get out of all three cards then?
Well, I think that they're all somewhat connected. The first one being about following our passion. The second one looking at, you know, what has prevented us in the past from doing that.
Uh-huh.
And becoming aware of that, because as much passion as we have for things, if we don't know what's also holding us back, we won't be able to live our heart's desire.
That's right. Excellent.
And then the
third
one is very connected to the second card, because it's about what is it that, where have we been putting our energy? What kind of things have been drawing us and pulling us, and do we want to keep those things?
Right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, now, because we all have the same birthday, Kim and you and me, and Deborah and I talk about twice a week maybe, and so we have this joint birthday, and so we're coming into a 5-year, isn't it?
Everybody born on November is...
What was that?
Hello? Everybody born on November 17th is... now entering a 5-year, meaning the vibration that we will be experiencing is described as a 5. And the meaning of the 5 is about physical presence, physical energy. It's about very much about change. It's about a lot of activity in our lives. Some of it may feel a little chaotic and different, but we can expect a lot of change this year. All people born on November 17th.
Wow. So I'm just adding up Kim's numerology. You and I are a 5. So we're coming into our 5, which means that we're in our destiny year. Is that what we would call that?
Well, when the year we were born was also a 5-year. Even though we were born in different years, each of us had 5 as our primary vibration. Now, that's the primary vibration that will work with us all our lives. And every 9 years, we recycle back to that 5-year. So we're both doing that this year. So the 5 for us will feel like sort of coming home.
Nice.
Because we were born with the 5. Now, Kim, from what I remember that you told me her birth year was, she was born under a 1-year.
Okay.
Which means she's being asked in life in general to start new things. She's a pioneer. And she probably starts things, becomes competent at them, and then is ready for the next adventure. She doesn't really.
You just nailed her.
Exactly.
How? Because you shared with me before that you change jobs quite frequently.
I do.
Which is that one vibration, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, yes. Now, the 5 vibration also does that because we have change in our life all the time.
Yes.
Because it's our birth vibration. But she would change it for a different reason. She changes it because she wants a different challenge. Sometimes we change it just because we want to do something new. The challenge aspect of it means that when she makes a change, she really puts herself into developing something new. She likes to do unusual things and go off in directions that other people don't necessarily go into.
Woo-hoo.
She's essentially a leader, but it doesn't matter to her whether or not she's a follower, whether or not she has any followers. She just wants to do what's in her own psyche to do. And she would get frustrated if people tried to prevent that.
Well, that's certainly terrible.
Now, there you go.
That sounds about right, Kim?
Oh, that sounds almost exactly right. It's almost scary.
He is. Yeah.
Now, the 5-year that you're going into this year, even though it isn't a birth vibration for you. The 5 is very consistent with the 1. So you'll feel fairly comfortable there'll be a lot of change. It won't necessarily be for any particular reason that you can see. But you can expect certain aspects of your life, and of course, this is true for Judith and myself as well, to change this year. Perhaps your job, perhaps where you live, perhaps some of your relationships, perhaps all of that. And sometimes change can be difficult, but if you're open to it, it will be a pretty interesting year.
Good. Yeah, I really don't mind change. So.
Right.
So that'll be good.
That's her modus operandi, it sounded like. She said, told me how many jobs that she had, and you know, changing from this to that. So kind of nails it on the head right there.
Well, there's also a lot of energy around us and coming into our bodies. It's real important this year to be physically strong and present, to exercise, to eat well, those kind of things, because we have a lot of energy coming into our body, and if we don't use our body in productive ways, we'll get sick.
Ah, very good. Oh, gosh, so much to know here. And this day is so important for all of us. And I'm sure that there are people out there listening that you might have, maybe your birthday is on the 17th of November, whatever year. It doesn't make any difference. And what Deborah has just said, if I understand correctly, is relevant. You know, we're, it's like we're coming home. And you mentioned before when we were talking privately that it's like a rebirth.
Well, very much so. The issues that you've had and the difficulties that have come up perhaps in the last year, it's like it's all being reset. We can see this as a day that we're reborn and we can start anew and we can take the things that we've learned in the last year. We all three of us have been in a 4-year, which is a year of hard work and in different areas of our lives. Sometimes grueling hard work, and it's left its mark on us. But we can take the good of that if we choose and just say, okay, we're being reborn, and all of that's gone. We're starting a new life today.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yes, it has been hard work. I have to agree with that. And, of course, in my tarot system, it was the number 13, which is the death card, which is, you know, the deathing of old, peeling right back to the skeleton and allowing the rebirth to come forward. And so that's what's coming up now for us. And if you're listening, and you're listening to this program, whether it's on the archives or right here, right now, or you're in our presence, this is so relevant for you. It is right on for all of you. I don't care what your birthday is. When you're sitting here and you're receiving this information, then it's right there. Kim, any comment?
This is all very interesting, especially since she has, like, yeah, never met me and knows exactly.
She does.
It's crazy.
Yes, yeah. Crazy, yeah. Crazy, but it's good crazy because we, you know.
It's exciting to hear that.
Yeah, certain scientific things like numerology and astrology, they will cross over into the intuitive realm.
Right.
All right. Any comment do you want to give to Deborah?
Well, I appreciate, to me, it all sounds like good news, so I really appreciate that.
Right.
I like the positive, so.
She always comes up with a positive.
I know.
Isn't that great? All right. Well, Kim, I want to send you off to your birthday. You're going out to King Estates Winery, which is one of the larger wineries here in the area, and it's a wonderful place. I hope you get to sit by the fireplace and have wonderful wine and good food out there. It's all organic, all natural. And can you believe they tried to shut that down?
I know. I'm so glad they got that changed.
That was so ridiculous, you know, because they were, you're not supposed to have a real restaurant at a winery. You can serve cheese and crackers and all that. But they went forward, pioneers that we are, just like they, remember I was talking about that pioneer Aries? They went against the grain and said, okay, we're going to have organic food and it's going to be high quality.
And it certainly is. It's very good.
Very good. And you get to go and have dinner tonight.
I do.
With your sweet husband.
Yes, I do.
All right, Kim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye, Kim. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
Okay, thanks. Deborah, anything else to give to me before I bring in some of the other guests?
I just want to say that the five vibration that we're experiencing is going to be experienced by the entire planet come January 1st. So the planet can expect, or all the people on the planet, perhaps the planet itself, since it is a living being, can expect a lot of change this coming year. And a lot of physical, the effect of a lot of physical energy in the world.
Great. So every one of you, any one of us, when you reach 2012, it adds up to five, which is a vibration. Now, Kim and Deborah and I, and anyone else who was born on this date, we are experiencing it prior to all of the rest of you. So, in fact, when Deborah talked to me about some numerology, she said, look at what October is. And that's going to be an indication also of what was coming up. Well, everything started clicking for me. Whoa, yay, yay. But, you know, Kim and I and Deborah are going to be experiencing it before all of you do on January 1st. So does that make sense to all of you?
Well, what question?
Yeah, we want to move up to the microphone. Thanks, Kim. Okay, Peggy, Eileen. It's going to move up here, and she has a question for you, Deborah.
Okay.
Yes.
Judith said that you're going to experience it before others. What's it?
Yeah, okay, it.
Life is not what we think it is. We think things are solid around us and that the movements we make have a certain purpose. But in fact, most of life is a set of vibrational patterns that are interacting with each other. So all of us, and what we're doing now is talking about the vibrational pattern of our birthday. There's also the vibrational pattern of our name, which represents what's going on in our psyche, in our body, in our emotions, and our intellect throughout our life. So we're only looking at one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
But everything is about vibration. So what we're talking about with Judith and I and Kim having our birthday today is on your birthday, you shift into a sub-vibrational pattern every year. And for us, we're shifting into a five. Now, everyone on the planet, beginning in 2012, will also make that shift. Now, each person will also have a shift on their own personal birthday, which may be a five or some other vibration, as well as whatever the vibration was on the day of their actual physical birth. Does that help?
So whatever, they can kind of observe what's going on with me because they're hanging around me, and they can see what's happening with me and how I'm making the changes. Will that help them?
Well,
no.
Your changes are also being affected by your name numbers and how you choose to use the vibrational pattern. But they could look at you and notice that change is going on for you and watch what happens. But it doesn't. It's not something that will happen minute by minute.
Okay.
It's a process that will evolve throughout the year. And so whoever asked the question, if you'd like to give me the month and day you were born, I'll give you a sense of what is happening for you vibrationally right now and then how that might interact with 2012.
Is that okay with you to do that? That's a lot to ask of you, but I would really like that. Peggy Eileen?
Birthday is 9/22. You also said that there's going to be physical changes. What did you mean by that?
The five vibration has to do with physical energy as well as changes in the, you know, environment or in what we decide to do with our lives. And I mean that really sort of really in the body, physical. And so the energy coming through, wherever it comes from, will we be hitting our bodies really strongly in a five vibration, and we'll experience sort of a speed up of sort of vitality. depending on, and we can choose what to do with it. Some people don't like to feel that. They don't like to have extra energy running through their body, and so they dampen it with coffee, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, that sort
Fine.
Of thing. Other people can use it, and I highly recommend that people get into some sort of physical regimen, whether it's walking or going to the gym or swimming or whatever feels good to them to help that energy move through the body. Then you can use that energy in really positive ways in your life. Now, we're starting already today, and for the last this past week, it's already been hitting me really strongly.
I know.
And I've been feeling it, so I went back to the gym on Tuesday, and it's I'm really glad for that. But
good.
You know, in 2012, it's really going to be affecting everybody in a strong way. If you don't use the energy in a positive way, like I said, it's you're going to feel kind of sick.
Okay.
Now, as far as 922, I don't know the year of your birth, but I'm going to say that you're younger than 60.
Go ahead and give you a...
Nope, 1950.
Right, but, oh, right, you just are. Okay, well, you're getting ready to make a shift, so you're going into a 6. Well, interestingly enough, your birth year was also a 1. Just like Kim, so that you're the kind of person that is really follows her own path and does what's sort of in you to do, rather than you're not a follower by any means.
No way.
And you tend to tackle new things all the time.
I heard so what you said to Kim, and I agreed.
Yeah.
I'm there to plant the grass, but don't necessarily want to mow it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you may be more of the idea person and want somebody to follow along afterwards and finish it, but you're very much a pioneer, and you don't really want to do what everybody else is doing. Now, this year, on your birthday, you entered an 8-year. The years go in 9-year cycles. So after the 9th year, everybody starts over in the 1 year, and we're all doing it, you know, at different times depending on where we started at. So you just entered an 8-year, which is the year of power and influence and money.
Ooh,
you, this is the 8th year of the last 9-year cycle you've started. So whatever you built up in these last 8 years is going to come to fruition now, and you should be rewarded in significant ways. Some
Very
of it
nice.
May be money, some of it may be, you know, something else that's of value to you, but you're in a position of real power, and you should be feeling it. You should feel relatively strong right now in a lot of sort of inner ways.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to move here. We're going to take a break. And, Deborah, thank you so much for sharing this on the radio. I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Deborah.
Deborah's
You're
a
welcome.
Wonderful human.
It's been fun.
I know. And I'll talk to you later and get more of the scoop on all of this. We'll be right back and going to hear some of our ads, and we'll be back with some of the rest of the folks sitting out here just waiting to be on the radio. Be right back. Thanks, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Music. get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Well, welcome back to the Judith Conrad radio program. We listen to Deborah Randolph, who's a numerologist and one of the best astrologers I've experienced. She's so quick. She's, you know, that mathematical mind of hers just seems to, you know, zoom right in. Plus that numerology, you know, your name does indicate a whole lot. And when you change your name, you change your destiny, I think. Okay, we've got Peggy Eileen here in front of me. She's piped in a couple times to ask questions. So, Peggy Eileen, what is your question?
What's next for me, Judith?
What's next for you? Okay, you pulled the card, the two of discs on the physical plane. There, what's up for you is, well, based on 2012 coming up, between now and 2012, I'm feeling a lot of internal changes. None of the old outside, you know, trying to put Band-Aids on anything. It's about, you know, the inner work that you're about ready to delve into, deeper meditation, deeper, and getting into nature. You know, you have a wonderful place to be in nature. I'm feeling river, get to the river, get to the ocean. And with this, it's on the physical plane, so there'll be physical changes of what's going on with your business and your life. It's Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter says expansion. Once that inner stuff starts cooking and percolating, in Capricorn, it says the business is increasing and money's increasing. All right. Anyone sitting here listening to that? That's for you, too. Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. We're just going to move through some people. We got lots of people waiting to have little sessions here, mini sessions with me. And I always ask people, you know, give me information about. You know, that's a good way to formulate a question. Give me information about, you know, your business or whatever that is. So who wants to go next? Which person? Brian Kitching. Brian has done miracles with my websites.
Happy birthday, Judith.
Thank you, Brian. I love it. Okay, Brian, do you have a question in particular?
Yeah, I think the theme is what's up for me in 2012.
What's up for you in 2012? Well, 2011 was certainly a life-altering thing. Brian, what kind of an accident did you have? You want to share with the audience?
I was in a motorcycle accident earlier this summer and broke both my legs and shattered my foot. So it's definitely been a recovery-type year.
And so 2012, let's take a card from here. We're using the Crowley deck, by the way. I call that a divination tool, plus my good news cards, which I always carry with me. Okay, so the card that came up for you is the Three of Swords, and that is sorrow. It's a challenge card. You're dealing with different things in and around your mother's heritage, females, female authority figures, anyone who is older than you are. It's dealing with the feminine, the feminine, and it's looking at where you are feeling like you've been, the bubble's been burst, and that it's time to take a good look and also for you to go deeper in and around your acquaintances, your friends, your beloveds, and do some real clarity, soul searching, and communication. And that will impact the female clients that you have too, because I've noticed that you're becoming much more intuitive.
Thank you.
You have become much more intuitive of what we need in our and my website or any of that. Any questions on that?
So this is going to be a year of growth?
At this particular time, but I would say between now and 2012, because that was the kind of the end destination. So between now and 2012, and you're looking at the number three, which is the feminine, the mother, and any females that are in your acquaintanceship or in your beloved circle.
And older.
And that are older. Mm. And that would be deep communication. And I mean really deep communication of clarity, which is very important for you to be honest, truthful. And so if anyone's listening out there and you have been kind of skirting around any issues, it's time to really, let's cut to the chase and let's get real clear about what is going on and to be okay with it. Because it is okay.
Has to be.
Yeah, but you don't have to believe everything I say. I mean, I just bring up topics. That's all I do.
I use it as guidance. Definitely.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Judith.
Okay, what do you see? I mean, personally, what do you see coming up for you with your business?
Oh, it's in lots of different directions right now. There's been opportunities that have been put in my direction. I've got a lot of my own opportunities that I've been building that have been on the back burner, so to speak, that have now come forward. So I definitely see 2012 as a year for growth, and something where I'm not focused on, I guess, individual projects, but more the community as a whole.
To the community as a whole. That's excellent. And the community I see is the divine feminine. So here you see how this is coming back around. So with community, that is feminine, and it's building that magnetic energy force that is attracting people to us. And whether the people are older, younger, it doesn't make any difference in this particular case. It's service beyond. And in fact, if we can find something that resonates with us that is a nonprofit and it rings your bell, jump on it.
Oh. On the note of nonprofits, I think we may want to introduce the next person.
All right. Speaking of nonprofits, okay. Let's bring
in.
Thank
you, Judith.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Love you.
I love you back.
All right. Okay, here comes Julianne Harris.
I think that was a quick way for him to skirt himself. He wanted out of the hot seat.
Out of the hot seat. Well, you know what? Brian is a very sensitive man, and he is available to go deeper.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so Julianne, with nonprofit Arc Lane County, is there anything that I can help you with?
Well, I guess... For Arc Lane County?
Yes.
And for Julianne Harris?
Yes.
I've never really wanted to ask the question.
Very good.
But I want to know about money.
All right.
I think it's time I start saying, what's happening with money in my life?
Very good. Well, the card that she drew is the Six of Cups, and that is pleasure. Love the money. Don't be needing the money.
Okay.
And there's six different sources where this money is going to come from, not just the two that you have already. There are four other... You know, we have this residual income that comes in. There are four others that you have not even tapped into. Okay, and this is the Sun in Scorpio, and Scorpio is, of course, we're in the Scorpio time, and Scorpios are very deep. If you find one that isn't, you let me know. They're probably in their negativity and stinging people. Hmm. When we can go deeper, we can do that inner transformation. And you notice the theme is inner transformation. Now, I have a feeling that we want another card dealing with the feminine, the mother, a person who's older than Brian. All right. Okay, so the card is the Eight of Discs on the physical plane. That is prudence. In other words, build your foundation. It's like a tree of life. There are eight. There are four on each side, flowers. Develop what makes this relationship special. Each flower represents one aspect of how the two of you feed each other. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be able to feed each other on the physical plane, because it's already come through the spiritual, mental, and emotional. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's bring over somebody from over there from Holiday Inn who might want to come in and... and want to be interviewed. And here we have Justin Quick. And he's the catering and sales manager here at the Holiday Inn. And where we're here at Amici, he's going to be sitting right over here. So welcome, Justin Quick.
How are you, Judith?
I'm doing just fine. So you've been here, and we've known you at Greeters. I mean, the people who are listening to me from the East Coast, they're probably wondering, what's Greeters? Well, it's part of the Chamber of Commerce. And in every morning, the crazy ones get up early in the morning. We go in, we stand up and give our tagline, name of the business and tagline. And then from there, we do business together, and we're all friends. Crazy is the understatement, especially with Springfield. Now, Justin and I both belong to Eugene Greeters.
Right.
They're not quite as crazy, but they're working at it.
They're getting there,
right.
It's taking them a little while.
Yeah. So,
and I will change that.
Yeah, we are. Do you have a question that you'd like to ask? Yeah, ask me.
So my birthday was
11-11. 11-11-11. Isn't that sweet?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he went to luncheon and had a couple beers at 11-11-11. At 11-11. On 11-11-11. Okay, so I just got to do that.
So 11. I don't really have a question for you. Just have, you know, just let you figure it out.
Okay. That's five. And so you're in an eight. Remember, I don't know, you were listening over there at the bar. I mean, at the... We're in the restaurant, after all. There's a bar here. Yeah, so the number is eight. And remember what was spoken about the number eight. Who was the number eight? Julianne. What did Deborah say about the number eight?
I didn't speak to Deborah about eight.
Okay, someone... Do you remember what was spoken about eight? Okay, you want to jump on over here and tell what was about the eight? You don't remember? Okay. And I don't either. But I know that eight is about taking a stand. That's the card. Take a stand and do not allow anyone to push you, cajole you into something that is less than your truth. And this also, I know you go out hunting and I know you go out fishing, so that's your church. I have a friend.
Absolutely.
Jody Wood. She goes out and fishes, and that's her church. Well, that's yours also. So when you're out there doing that, just keep asking the deeper questions. Now, I have a suspicion. That's a major transition coming in for you. You want to take a card on that?
Why not?
Why not?
Is that a dud after all?
Should I show you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm supposed to guess.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the priestess. It's a career change card. And I've suspicioned that, whoops, people here at the Holiday Inn, you don't know when it's going to happen. No, but this is...
It could be within, right?
It could be within, right. And this is, something is in the works already. It's been in the works for about 2 months, maybe a month and a half, and it's starting to percolate. It's already in its finalized form. You're going to get an offer either from within or without. I don't know where it's going to be, but there's something that is percolating. Whatever it is, you're just going to drop into it because it's already there.
I'm not sure whether to comment or not while I'm at work.
I know. We'll do that in a private session.
We'll say that you're not far off.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons we're here is, first of all, because my birthday. And number two is that they're rolling out a new menu. And they've got a few samples over here of some food. What is the new menu going to look like?
You know, it's going to look good. We'll put it that way. We haven't quite 100% released it yet, but there's a lot of new stuff on the menu that that the chef could talk about a little bit.
Oh, could we get to talk to the chef?
I deal a lot with our catering stuff,
yes.
Which is a lot of banquets and buffets and stuff. The restaurant menu is a little different than what I deal with.
Okay.
But we did release today some of our new bruschetta, which is awesome.
I love bruschetta.
Absolutely awesome. He's got some... smoked garlic out there with or smoked roasted garlic, oh man, I'm drawing a blank right this second.
That's okay. You're not even a senior.
I don't do good.
You're not even 40 yet, are you?
Have you gotten a chance to try any of it yet?
I haven't, because I sat down and immediately started broadcasting, and so I didn't want to corrupt my voice with whatever food, and I did have a little of the wine, just to move forward. So will you have anything with lamb in the new menu?
No.
No, nothing with lamb. Oh, nothing with lamb.
I'll tell you what, our new food and beverage manager, Leslie, vegetarian. So we're definitely opening up to a different area of the menu that we've never really gone to. A lot more vegetarian options.
Really?
You know, a lot more health conscious type of options that we maybe have not been sensitive to in the past.
Really?
Vegetarian.
You can tell.
I'm trying to appeal to a different side.
I know. And you can see how excited I got.
I know.
So bad. Aren't I bad, though, from Minnesota? You know, meat and potatoes was our staple. So I know. Thanks, Justin, for being a good sport. We'll talk later about that transference of whatever you're going to be doing. Yes. All right. Let's bring in Leslie. No. Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay.
Come on in. I couldn't read that far. Yeah. Your name is?
Timony.
Yeah. Well, that's the most unusual name.
Yeah.
Timony, tell me where that came from.
There's no great story. You can make one up.
Okay, I'll make it up.
Yeah.
Timony. Okay, there was a man up in the mountain, and he was... Timony, his name was Jiminy Crickets, and he couldn't spell. He just wrote T instead of Jiminy.
Okay.
Didn't I'll that
go
sound good?
Yep.
That's, okay.
From now on, that's my story.
Oh, that's your story, yeah, and you're sticking to it.
I've needed one for 44 years.
I know. Okay, so you're the, what is your title? You're the sales manager for the what?
For Insight. We have the Holiday Inn properties and the Marriott properties.
Oh, the Marriott too?
Yeah.
Very good. And so your job, are you in charge of the food and all of that?
No, I do corporate sales.
You do corporate sales. Okay. So that would, what are some of the clients that you would be attracted to? A corporation such as?
Symantec, Peace Health.
Oh, that's right. Symantec is located here. Very good.
Good relationships.
Good relationships. So that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
What's your background?
Sales.
Uh-huh. And did you study that or just experience?
Experience.
Very good. Would you like to find out what's going on? Either you can take the good news cards or the tarot card. Which one did you like?
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
I'm like.
Oh, yeah. What was your question?
I have to have a question?
Mm.
Okay. I've gone through major changes in my life in the last year.
Okay.
Or more. 3 years. So I'm curious what's in store.
How's your relationship?
I don't have one.
You don't have one. Well, the Lover's card, the number 6 of the major arcana, which is the Lover's. And so that indicates there could be a relationship coming in. And this is the marriage card.
Are you sure it's not my ex-husband? Because he's getting married.
He's getting married? That could be. You never know. We're going to bless him and send him on. But no,
that's private.
Oh, yeah, that's private. Yeah, well, this is private to the whole world. Yeah, I'm sure he's sitting there listening someplace.
Right.
So this is for you. You're looking at relationship. You're going to be doing some deeper work on your relationships and discovering what you liked and didn't like about the old relationship.
Yes.
I can get that.
Yeah.
And I think it's everyone here that's sitting in the room. We're working on relationships, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's that inner job.
Good. Ongoing.
It's on. If we aren't doing it ongoing, then forget it.
Right.
Timony. I love Timony. Yeah. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Do I really want to say now that I've divulged my...
No, you don't have to. Please don't.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Timony says enough. Not too many.
Do you know anyone named Timony out there?
No.
Never heard that name. I think it's... You know five people. Brian.
There is one other Timony.
No kidding. In Eugene.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I won't say her last name either. But
yeah, right.
Like I said, Timony says it all.
Okay. So, Timony, we're going to bring in, now, who are we going to bring in?
This is Becky and I job shares. So
okay, Becky, come and sit down, please.
Also.
No, Becky doesn't want to say, oh, sure you do.
Come on,
you know, people say, oh, no, I don't want to know the truth of what's going on with me and all that. Look at how brave Julianne and Brian were. I mean, they were willing to... Yeah, she's a gimp in the crowd, yeah. Okay, Becky, hiya.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Good.
Just having some great appetite.
I know it. I have. I'm going
from
to go over the...
Yeah,
thanks, Suomichi, yes. And so I'm looking forward to having some of those. What question do you have?
Oh, is there a question card here?
Yeah, do you have a question?
I don't.
Okay, then just pull a card and I'll just go with it.
Oh.
All right.
The
devil card, which says lighten up. That's all it's about. The devil has nothing to do with anything. There is no devil. Only inside of us, when we get our mind chatter going, that's the devil.
Yeah.
Yammer, yammer, yammer. Mind bunnies going off all over the place. This says get out and dance. And it's also a very sexual card.
Oh.
Sex tonight. Well, okay, more TMI, TMI. You didn't hear
it. I wasn't going to say it. I'm like, already today, so no.
So dancing is up for you. Anything that would get you moving the energy in your sexuality, sensuality, because it feels like you're kind of stuck certain ways, so you want to get moving in that.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's cool.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship?
I am married.
Well, that's a good...
I hope I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, that is... Yeah. So that means that there's going to be a... You know, let's activate this more.
Okay.
And how long have you been married?
16 years.
16 years. Yeah, and after a while, we kind of get in a routine, you know?
Yes, we do.
We do get in a routine after 35 years. You know, I know exactly what...
35 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know exactly what pajamas he's going to put on or not. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it's we get into a comfort zone. And so I'm feeling for you, Becky, is to let's spice it up a little bit.
Okay, yes, because he said you're wearing that last night.
Did he really?
I had the hoodie over my head with the... I was like, this isn't cool.
Yeah, that wasn't lingerie that is enticing someone to strip down to... No, never mind. TMI. Yeah, whoa. This is not an X-rated program.
I was like, it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, it is an X-rated program, isn't it? Well, you never know when you get in the intuitive realm what's going to happen.
Right.
Congratulations, Becky. You are going to, about to move into a light, lightening up, and okay. The sexuality is going to just... And sensuality is going to really be activated.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Wow, are you kind of a mind reader or a spirit reader?
Yes, I am. I'm an intuitive, yes, I am.
Cool. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I like that.
If you don't want to know something, don't sit in front of me.
Yeah.
I can feel. I just know. I don't know. Some people I do, and some people I don't. Some people have, there's a wall that comes down right in front of them, and it's just like, don't get into my space. Don't even go there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Interview's over.
Hey,
no, that was just saying. You don't have that. No, you don't have... Yeah, no, you're not done. Okay, any questions? Any other questions from the group out here? We have a great group here. Anyone over there who needs to be interviewed, wants to be interviewed?
I think Suko. Grab Suko.
Perfect. We've got about 5 more minutes to go, and 5 minutes is we can do a lot of stuff in 5 minutes. Okay, so I'm excited to be here broadcasting at the Holiday Inn, and we're in Amici's restaurant. They've rolled out some great bruschetta, and I'm going to go over and have some when I get done with the broadcast. I'm not going to do it, otherwise I get crumbs in my computer. So we have
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Just fine. Just step right up the microphone. You don't really need to. You could be all across the room, and I'd hear you.
I have a boisterous voice, so I'm told.
You do. So what do you do here?
I'm a server, bartender, bagel. I do a little bit of everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
I think you served us one time.
I believe I did. You look familiar.
You were so great.
Thank you.
Absolutely great. All right. So do you have any particular question about your career, about anything?
Well, as of right now, I'm a college student, and I'm looking for a career. So I guess my question would be, what career is that?
Very good. And you going to U of O?
I am going to U of O. I'm a senior this year.
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks is right. All right, so take a card. Take your non-dominant hand. Take a card.
Non-dominant hand. Any card.
Any card.
Any card. I can dig?
You can dig all you want.
Fine. No, this one right here. Do I look at it?
Yes. Now you let me look at it.
All right.
The career is the Prince of Wands. That is mastery. There's a mastery of what you're going to be doing. You're going to be really mastering. That could be a master's degree. It's all about Leo the Lion, which is about creativity, spontaneity, artistry, anything that would be in those realms. What is your major at U of O?
Currently, I'm an economics major.
Economics. Okay, that is about as far away as you can get from that particular category. He's right creative about that. You know, when I graduated from college and I taught high school, I was as far away from doing what I'm doing now in the intuitive realm as you can get. High school teaching didn't lend itself so much to intuitive work. But I'm feeling that part of you, Leo, and that's the time of July, there's going to be something that's going to be offered to you, and it's going to help you focus, and it's going to be so spontaneous that you're going to say, duh, how could I have, spent all this other time, which is good background, but it's going to come in and you're probably the ones who are paying the bill are going to say, what the heck? I spent all this money on this career and now he's going to do this. It's going to be, you're going to like it.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's good. You're going to like it. It's going to be, you're going to be spontaneous about it, and it's going to be very creative, and I'd love to hear from you in about 6 months.
6 months. Is it a coincidence that, well, I'm not a Leo, but I'm off by 2 days?
Okay.
Is that, does that...
That could influence it, yeah. Or with Leo people.
Oh, got it. All right.
Leo people could also be that.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being brave. Hey, okay.
Go Ducks.
Oh, go Ducks is right. As you know, those people who are out there listening, we were just, whoops, there goes our whole broadcasting system. Just got pulled. No. So, as you know, those of you who have been listening to the football out there, that we are winners. We've only lost one to LSU, is it? LSU. That's because we weren't quite, didn't have our stride, didn't have our rhythm. And so, next Tuesday, I will be broadcasting at our home office, and Max Fabre is going to be my guest. Normally, I don't broadcast live on Tuesday, but then Wednesday and Thursday is Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to be hanging around doing radio broadcasts. And you may hear one of these broadcasts on Wednesday or Thursday from 4 to 5. I'm on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every 4 to 5. And this is the Judith Conrad radio program, broadcast by me, Judith Conrad. And I'm going to be closing. Yelling, what do you want to say?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Judith. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Yay! Okay, we are complete, Seth. We can close this program out, and I will talk to you next Tuesday. And for those people listening, I love you. I love you. And maybe I love you more. Thank you. Bye.